Hello and welcome to Launch. We're broadcasting live from Atlanta, Georgia. I'm Ron Reardon. My co-host is Bill McHenry. Bill, how are you doing today?
Fantastic, Ron. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing super. Well, you know, Bill, on Launch, we focus on the launching of a business. That includes both the planning that precedes the launch itself, the missteps and the successes of the launch so that entrepreneurs can successfully navigate their launch. This morning, we're going to be featuring Terry Whipple of the Juneau County Economic Development Corporation. But before we get started, Bill, could you thank today's sponsors?
Sure, Ron. Today, our sponsor is Entrepreneur Sales and Marketing. Entrepreneur Sales and Marketing is your one-stop source for all your marketing, sales, and business development needs. Entrepreneur Sales and Marketing customizes and implements a business strategy to help build your business, grow your sales, and encourage your success.
And we really welcome their support. Well, Terry, you're out there in the Midwest, and I understand that you're the executive director of the Juneau County Economic Development Corporation and the former president of the Seven Ridgers, Rivers region. Welcome to the show.
Well, thanks. It's great to be here.
Well, out there in the Midwest, what kind of challenges do entrepreneurs face out that way?
Well, you know, my background actually was in doing corporate turnarounds around the country, and just to get a chance to stay home and watch my kids grow up, I took a position in economic development here in the Midwest. And, you know, one of the things I looked at statistically is the churning rate, which really, to me, you know, shows our ability to grasp new opportunities. But, you know, Wisconsin at the time was 47th in the nation, and I started looking at, you know, a number of the states around us. You know, they all ranked here in the Midwest in the bottom. And, you know, I started looking at some of the reasons why our culture, you know, we had the most creative people, I think, in the world. I would have gave my right arm sometimes to have a Midwest person. But the way we looked at exploration of ideas, especially failure, the way we looked at failure, it was a bad thing. And so as people stepped out to explore an idea in the Midwest, they were actually on dangerous ground because of the fact that the people looking at them expected them to fail. If they did fail, it was embarrassing. And, you know, the people didn't reach out for help. And, you know, I contrast that with when I was doing work in California during the dot-com. As people stepped out to explore an idea and an opportunity, and they started to fail, they screamed out to everybody, "Hey, I'm failing." And everybody jumped in and they helped each other and say, "Hey, try this. Let me introduce you to this." It was, "Dude, you're awesome. At least you tried." And we wanted to bring that culture back to the Midwest because, you know, face it, we're in an age of rapid change right now where old is dying away at a much faster rate. Mature companies are dying away, can't keep up with the change. But new opportunities are springing up like never before. So what we wanted to do was develop that base of people that can grasp these new opportunities.
Well, you know, Ron, one thing with Terry is Mr. Entrepreneur in the state of Wisconsin, and he never brags, but I have to tell you he's actually won awards given out by the governor of Wisconsin in helping to promote entrepreneurs and inventors around the state. And one of the questions I have for you, Terry, is tell us a little bit why you started the Inventor and Entrepreneur Club, and I should let our listeners know the club that you actually started for inventors and entrepreneurs is in one of the poorer counties in Wisconsin, and it's also out in the middle of nowhere. And it wound up being one of the biggest clubs in the state. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, you know, when I stepped into Juneau County, just to tell you, you know, what it's like, it's a beautiful area, but we had 14% unemployment, always at the bottom. We had the lowest educated workforce in the state, the lowest participation in the workforce. And, you know, we're really looking at what would change things around. You know, we have our generational challenges and stuff, but, you know, this is what I love to do. And we felt that there were a lot of people out there that maybe not highly educated, but, again, that incredible creativity, you know, that Midwest people have. So, you know, we started the Inventors and Entrepreneurs Club to teach people, number one, the proper steps to explore an idea. It's not running out and getting a patent and spending a lot of times all your money, you know, that's like the fifth or sixth step. So we wanted to teach people those proper steps to explore an idea and either kill the idea because you find out it's not that great, set it aside because the time isn't right, or bring it forward because, you know, the signals say, let's go to the next step. The other thing that we wanted to bring people together for is to educate them on the different aspects of developing and launching a product. And a lot of times we learn best from our peers, not from some professor. We learn best by somebody that's been there and done that. So if somebody's interested in government contracting, instead of, you know, somebody telling you how to do it from, you know, a pulpit, you know, we got the people that will put their arm around you and say, hey, yeah, it is tough. It's confusing. I'll sit down with you and we'll go through it. The next thing that we wanted to do was help motivate people. You know, face it, with your inventors out there, with your entrepreneurs, life gets in the way, and things happen, and it's tough enough the way it is running a business, but, you know, trying to hold down a job and start up a business or develop a product, it's tough. So, you know, the club is really, I think, helpful in just motivating people to continually look at new creative ways to get your idea out there. And the other thing is that we bring each other, you know, everybody together to tap into each other's networks. You know, it's amazing how many people, you know somebody that can help somebody else. And,
yeah, really is. I noticed that with
well, you got a good story yourself too, Bill.
Ron Terry really is the one that really helped me launch Entrepreneur Sales and Marketing. And just by meeting Terry, I could trace my introduction to Terry all the way back to meeting you, Ron.
How about that?
It's amazing.
That's something.
So, and what's really amazing with the Inventor and Entrepreneur Club that Terry is running. I've spoken there a few times, and I've left, you know, the meeting technically ends around 8:30, and I've left there around 10, and I know darn well Terry's probably there until 11:30 or midnight.
Well, you know, and another reason, and this is where Bill has been so great and stuff with the club, is that, you know, inventors are some of the most preyed upon people there ever were, and you can't blame them for being paranoid. It's tough out there. And the I&E clubs, the Inventors and Entrepreneurs clubs, you know, become a safe place for inventors to meet and build relationships with people that can help them. You know, one of the problems that I saw out there was, you know, inventors are unique people, and their character is unique. They're great at inventing and changing and modifying and tweaking. But when it comes to the business aspect, very few people have all that it takes when it comes to the sales aspect. So, you know, we felt that it was very, very important to make the rubber really hit the road is to bring inventors together with entrepreneurs, the business side with the invention side. And, you know, when you look at statistics, 94% of the most successful startups are partnerships because they're able to share their talents to make a whole, which is much more vibrant and much more, you know, higher chance of success. And so we've been able to bring people like Bill and patent attorneys, other ones into our club that build relationships. And another thing, too, is if anybody comes in with, you know, that lacks ethics, because of the club mentality, overnight, you know, they're out. And so it becomes a very safe place for resources to meet with inventors and make things happen.
Well, Terry, you've really hit on the heart of a successful club. You may not know it, but I'm a past president of the club here in Atlanta. And having, you know, successful inventor entrepreneurs come in and tell their story of how they went from concept to a successful business and having that on a regular basis is really what inspires and accelerates, you know, the growth of a club and of the individual members.
Yeah. And, Ron, you hit it right in the head. The energy that happens then is just phenomenal. You know, those two belong together.
That's true.
The inventor and the entrepreneur.
Yeah, because, you know, I tell folks, you know, as an individual inventor, entrepreneur, the odds are really against you. Depending on what source you read, you've got something like 1 in 100 or 1 in 1,000 chance of your product being successful in the marketplace. But whenever somebody comes in and says, look, you know, yeah, it was a struggle. Yeah, I had to juggle my job and you know, launching a new business, but I did it. And here's the problems I encountered and how I got over them. And it really inspires others to continue the fight.
You know, that's exactly right. We saw that as a real key to improving our economy here, too, because if you met an inventor entrepreneur that's even mildly successful, you're now 3 times more likely to give it a shot yourself. You know, so it's naturally contagious. So, you know, definitely we've keyed in on this as one of our key, you know, main economic development tools and events. So we put a lot into it.
Well, the very first year that you got the club started, tell me a little bit about, you know, the first meeting and how it grew in that very first year, because that's a whole lot like starting a business itself.
Yeah, you know, when I first, you know, looking at Juneau County and the challenges we're up against, and I tell you, you know, when you see a region that's down and out, I remember looking on the near north side of Milwaukee, devastated area, 47% unemployment, you know, 67% head of households with women. Everybody thought it was just a lost area, but we were able to measure the per capita income, and we found out it was $12,000 per person income under the radar, you know. And it shows you that people find a way. It's not a great way to live, but they find a way. And, you know, we thought maybe some of that same stuff is happening here in Juneau County. Well, you know, I thought we'd bring together these people and try to develop these businesses, try to develop these ideas. But I couldn't find a whole lot of examples and models. There were inventor clubs out there, but they seemed to be dull. And when I looked at a lot of the websites, they just, you know, almost non-existent. So, but we went ahead. Our first meeting was an inventor club meeting, and, you know, people came in with their little satchels of all their ideas and stuff, and they didn't talk to each other. They sat down. It was sort of a, you know, our first meeting was on how to do a patent search. And, you know, after probably halfway through the meeting, I was just bored to tears. And so I finally said, you know, I'm going to tell you inventors a little bit about yourself. And I said, you know, sort of went over through their character, and I said, and face it, when it comes to business and sales, you suck. And, you know, I was expecting a little bit, you know, people upset. They threw their hands in the air. They started laughing, slapping each other in the back. They said, finally, somebody understands. And so the next club meeting, that's when we were inviting inventors and entrepreneurs. We also invited business people. We invited investors, potential investors. And we started to get that mix that was a tremendous amount of energy and vibrancy. And I've got to tell you, our club now database is close to, you know, 2,000 people. We average about 50 people per meeting once a month. But if I put an email out to our club, it'll go viral. It'll go around the world. I'll get, you know, replies back from Israel and Ireland and other places. So it's just an amazing network that's going on. Even if they're not at the club meeting, they're networking and they're helping each other. You know, I did also, when I first started with Juneau County, I went around and asked the inventors or entrepreneurs that had made it, the millionaires. Mark Andreessen came from Juneau County, invented Netscape. And, you know, they gave that back very little to their, you know, community or hometowns or whatever, because, you know, they remember their struggle. They had to fight, bite, scratch, and kick to make it, all the time knowing or feeling that 80% of the people wanted them to fail. And, you know, I call that sort of the barroom mentality, where nobody wants to see you sober up, get out of your chair, and go make something of yourself. And so these people were sort of alone. But now they're together, and it's just so cool to watch everybody come back to the club and say, I've made it, and I want to give back to you and help you. And we've got corporations that are giving their up time of their equipment to help people build prototypes. And it's just, you know, this culture that we want to see to make a vibrant economy and a safe economy.
Sure. You know, Terry, what are some of the other successes that you've had with your I&E club?
You know, the neat thing about our club, it doesn't matter if you're a housewife that wants to bring in an additional $3,000 income, or if you're the next Google. Everybody's the same. Whether you're a kid or whether you are, retired adult, mature. But, you know, we've had a lot. I got to tell you, if you have a base of people that know the proper steps to explore an idea, are educated in what actions you should take, are motivated and they're networked, it doesn't matter if China, you know, becomes so hungry for steel that they take it all. To Juneau County, it meant a new company in biocomposite and a new company in bioresins. And it doesn't matter if petroleum prices shoot to the moon. To Juneau County, it meant 9 new businesses in alternative energy, all the way from methane digesters to ethanol to biodiesel to passive solar and solar voltaics. I mean, it doesn't matter even if the economy crashes, because the opportunities, they spring up. But if we have that base of people to grasp those opportunities, it's going to make us much safer. You know, I think of even little things like I call her the Mitten Lady. And, you know, she was in Juneau County. She invented her own little weave or knit for these mittens. And she only bought Wisconsin wool, which she knew the whole history of the wool and the little farms that they were on. It was so intriguing. And she sold her mittens to people that wanted to use them to keep warm in Juneau County for $12.50 a pair. We call that a starving artist. That's a starving company. And coming to the club, they helped her understand that, you know what, the value of your mittens isn't to stay warm. The value of your mittens is in the story of the Mitten Lady and the new little weave that you invented. So they helped her develop her product on the Internet to market, not locally, but to the world. And it really emphasized the value of what the Mitten Lady goes through and what the Wisconsin wool is about. Now she sells her mittens for $85.50 a pair. Cool. She went from a starving artist to a sustainable business. And those are the kind of things that we share at the clubs. You know, I think of Brian. Brian got out of high school like a lot of kids, didn't know what he wanted to do. He started working at a farm implement store, and they had him work on fluid pumps. And, you know, he really sort of loved it, got into it. And he started in his own mind designing a pump. And Brian, as your typical inventor, didn't have all the social graces or sales, charisma. And he went to some businesses and asked if their engineers could take a look at his formulas and tell him if he's on to something. They didn't have time for him. He went to call the university if they would take a look at what he's doing, and of course they didn't have time for him. And he came to the Inventors and Entrepreneurs Club, and we got him in front of some engineers with fluid dynamics. And without even understanding how Brian sees true centrifugal force, the design that he had come up with was 10 to 15% more efficient than any pump of its size right now. And so now Brian is working on putting together the prototype. But these are the kind of successes that that are just amazing to watch, because they wouldn't happen if it wasn't for this culture and the club coming together to help each other.
Well, Terry, you're really on target with the story about the Mitten Lady. So many times an inventor will say, well, what's it going to cost me to make this? And they add a certain percentage, and they say, that's what we'll sell it for, instead of looking at, well, what's the value that's perceived by the potential buyer of this? And if you can increase that perception of the value, then you can charge a whole lot more for the product and have a real sustainable business.
Oh, exactly. And that's where the neat creativity comes from. When you bring together artists with stodgy engineers that, you know, or you bring together, business people that can see all different aspects of how we can sell this and the values, and that's where it just becomes so exciting.
It really is. Well, you know, can other areas start clubs like yours? And if so, how can they do it?
Well, you know, it's funny because we started our club just for Juneau County to see what we could do, and it grew to, we were getting 120, 125 people coming to our Inventors and Entrepreneurs Club. Well, the model was only built for around 30 people. And so what we started to do to bring the pressure off of us is help counties around us start Inventors and Entrepreneurs Clubs. And, you know, one of the state, you know, saw the, I guess, the success of these clubs growing out here, and then they offered $1,000 for any county or, you know, group that would start a club. And now we have 42 clubs in the state of Wisconsin. I think of that network, the activity. I know the club, I just got an email yesterday in Milwaukee, just one of the clubs in Milwaukee, you know, they get 100 people coming to their club meetings. But then it started to spread outside the state. And I remember going to speak in Nebraska, and they were going to start Inventors and Entrepreneurs Club. So it, in a room full of 600 people, they asked if anybody was willing to sort of do a pilot, you know, project and start a club. And they found out that they had, you know, people had already started three of the clubs in their state. So I just got back from Missouri. They're starting a number of clubs down there. And we got a very vibrant club out in New York that gives us some great resources to tap into. So they're all over. It's not a complex model. It's really a grassroots effort. You know, our governor did a survey, and they found out that 50% of the people in the state of Wisconsin have an idea that they feel that they could commercialize on. And the neat thing about this club, since it's on a grassroots level, it helps motivate and move these people to start, you know, taking some action with that idea. So, you know, it's sort of cool how it spread. There, we do have a DVD that shows how to start a club. It's very simple. It's very low cost. I mean, we have space for our club donated. We have the snacks donated and the coffee donated. All the speakers are free. And there's no cost to it whatsoever, and you know, so it's, but it's also become probably one of the more successful programs in the state of Wisconsin too.
You know, Terry, as an economic development professional, tell our audience how you see or how you see the importance of invention and entrepreneurship.
Well, you know, like I talked about, when things go awry, like our economy has right now, or we're in an age of rapid change with, you know, technology, knowledge, and communications, you know, if you think about it, knowledge will double every 11 hours within 2 years. Amazing change. Society is also changing because of the way of, you know, communications and stuff. And we see the club concept to develop that base of people to grasp new opportunities as old dies away as crucial. And it's sort of cool what's happened. You know, I got a call about 4 years ago from one of the state's labor statisticians, and he says, you know, Terry, this is sort of amazing. Juneau County, which has always been in the bottom five, and when you're in the bottom five, you don't escape. It's like a black hole. You just change places with the other bottom five. Well, at the time, Juneau County had zoomed out of the bottom and up to about the middle of the pack as far as all the counties in the state. Now, you know, we still have our challenges, which are going to take some time to work through, but we haven't dropped below, you know, the 20, you know, bottom. We've stayed way above that.
Wow,
and it really is when you look at how fast you know, this has impacted the area, and we see it as just really crucial for any economy in the future. You know, when I got into economic development, it was sort of funny because, you know, most economic development groups spent 80% of their time and resources to try to draw a company into the area. And that was, you know, considered success. Well, drawing a company into the area only adds about maybe 2% of the new jobs, but helping your businesses expand and starting up new businesses is what really creates the 98% of the new jobs. And half of that is new startups. So, not only has Inventors and Entrepreneurs benefited from our Inventors and Entrepreneurs Club, but existing businesses. Mm-hmm. You know, think about most rural or even city businesses. These business owners are exhausted. You know, they're discouraged at times. They lose their creativity. And coming to the Inventors and Entrepreneurs Club and getting caught up in that energy and the creativity, it really makes business and the challenge fun again.
Well, that's super.
So we think it's helping much more than just new startups. It's also helping our businesses in their expansions.
That's good. It sounds like it's contagious. You know, Terry, you mentioned earlier, you know, that the patent's not the first thing, that there's things that precede that. Do you have any advice for the inventors that are listening?
You know, exactly. Learn the proper steps to explore an idea. You know, it's not getting a patent first. That's like the fourth, fifth, or sixth step. But learn also how to do market research. It's amazing what you're able to do even with Google and Google product search and things like that. You're able to do a tremendous amount of market research with just the tools at your fingertips. But also our clubs teach people not only market research, but how to decide what your marketing plan should be, how to do a business plan, learn, you know, how to do prototypes and tap into the people that do that kind of work or have been through it and done it. Learn packaging, learn all aspects of it, but above all, also reach out to find those talents that you don't have, because that's really going to be in the end where the rubber hits the road. I know people that have ideas that are incredible. They're world-changing ideas. But I also know that even though it's a world-changing idea, it'll go nowhere unless he finds that talent that is going to bring it out to the world.
Yeah, it's really true. A lot of people think that they can do everything, and you really can't. And the first step is to realize that you can't do everything.
Exactly, and you know what, it's a couple things that I found that economic development professionals were doing. You know, number one, just like you said, Bill, they would, you know, tell a person that comes in for assistance, okay, you're the inventor, you invented this, now you got to be this, you got to be the business person, you got to be the salesperson, you got to be all this to make it. Well, what we do a lot of times is we set them up for failure. Instead, what we do with the club is help them look at what their talents are and what they lack, and then to go out and find it. Now, you could find it either through a manufacturer rep, you can hire a sales-type person, or even just partner with them, give them an equity share for doing their part. The other thing that we did as economic development people is people would come in and share their idea with you to start a business, and a lot of times we would sort of kill the idea for them instead of killing the idea for them, because we didn't want the blood on our hands if they lost their car and their house and everything. What we do is they come in and we teach them the proper steps to explore that idea and give them the courage to kill that idea if it isn't good. And so it's sort of, you know, instead of giving them fish, we teach them to fish.
That's true. Well, Terry, how can our listeners get in touch with you?
You know, they can email me. They can also, you know, go to our website at junocounty.com. Juno is spelled J-U-N-E-A-U, and junocounty.com. They can email me at JCEDCTW, which stands for Juno County Economic Development Corporation, Terry Whipple, at MWT.net. They can email me, and all we do is for the DVD, we just charge just whatever our cost of the DVD is and the shipping and handling. So, you know, it'd be under $10. But the only reason we do that is because we're, of course, a poor nonprofit ourselves. But we'd be glad to even talk on the phone. They can get a hold of me at 608-427-2070. I'd be glad to talk with them, you know, how to start an Inventors and Entrepreneurs Club themselves.
Okay, that sounds good.
Well, I've seen that DVD, and it is really worthwhile It's just a fantastic DVD, Ron, and our listeners, if they're listening, our listeners listening should really reach out to Terry and get that DVD.
Yeah, I agree. Well, thanks for being on our show today, Terry. Our listeners have gotten some really great nuggets and learning that they can use in their launch and their journey.
Well, thanks, Ron, and thanks, Bill. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah. Well, another great show, Bill.
It sure was, and I want to thank Terry for being on, Ron. He's just a fantastic person and really a good friend. I also want to give a special thanks to today's sponsor, Entrepreneur Sales and Marketing. We go the extra step so you don't have to fret. Visit our website at entrepreneursales.com.
And tune in each week at this same time to listen live or go to our blog at thelaunchhour.businessradiox.com to listen at your convenience. This is Ron Reardon and Bill McHenry signing off another great session of The Launch Hour.